Even though the basic thoughts were quite simple, however, what thought remains simple if you dig down to the bottom? Arundel felt a new power rising inside. She didn't have a name for it. It was a strong drive, she felt quite clearly. It had, funny enough, to do with school. Not directly with the school she knew, but with the kind of school she was supposed to be, as school was supposed to be. She wanted to understand everything, if possible. That school couldn't offer, of course. Not the kind of school she was used to. At school, teachers were content if they passed their time in peace and things went its pace as regulated by tradition, and everybody kept in line and played their roles, foremost of all the teachers themselves. If it comes to the point that you lose control, it is time to give up, Maya, one of Schwertfeger's closer friends, declared. You won't be able to get out of such burnout syndrome again, he went on and looked rather meaningful, like an eager butcher's dog hoping for a juicy bone. You are 58 now, clear enough. During the next 7 years, it will become a bit tight. But after all, you are Oberstudienrat. You wouldn't mind a couple of £100 less. The term I'm going to end in any case. I won't admit publicly how this nasty little thing has ruined my career. Schwertfeger's final goal was to become headmaster and had to be given up now, and that was bitter for him. After all, his friend Meyer was right. Meyer was his friend, as they met outside school as well, which was not common amongst the colleagues. They even were members in the same club. They didn't breed pigeons or enjoy gardening. Their club was not the usual kind of club where you could become member just like that. Their club was a secret lodge. It was so secret that nobody knew each other because while they met, they were masked. Meyer as well, but because of his red thick fingers, Schwertfeger recognized him after all. Therefore, they became friends. However, they kept their little secret to the other members whom they didn't know. Some even had a voice disturber. Perhaps they were well-known public speakers. Schwertfeger offered Meyer a pair of light white gloves like the ones he wore. They look rather nice and fulfill their duty, he said, because Schwertfeger thought to notice other colleagues of them in the circle, which was called the Brotherhood of Infernalia. That was the official name of the organization. Once you were in, there was no way out again. It was May now. The summer holidays began at the end of July this year. If he gave notice this month, he would be a free man at the end of September. If the doctor agreed, whom Schwertfeger suspected to be a club member as well. Well, the burnout. Eventually, it gets all of us. The heavy load of responsibility we carry on our shoulders all our lifetime causes that. So, be glad to be in a reasonably good shape. However, watch your blood pressure and keep your cholesterol level in proper limits. Take your pills regularly. In the morning, a lisinopril, and in the evening, one simvastatine. In addition, and of course, an ASS 100, best taken in the morning as well. Now you can hike as you wish and please. Ride your bike, go swimming. Congratulations, by the way. Oh yes, I'm envious. I've got to go for another 3 years at least. You know the finca on Mallorca. It's ours then, hopefully. We plan to spend there the rest of our life. Schwertfeger's Revenge was the big 30 lowest rating in mathematics. Arundel's mother went almost mad. The boarding school now came into clear and close range. Arundel couldn't help but disappear to Leptopia.